We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
It is Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. I'm Matt Kolsky. I'm in for Damon today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. Ray is here, and also Nick Friedell is here, our Warriors and NBA impresario, joining us for the duration of the show, except for the period from 5 to 5.30 when he has important NBA duties to tend to. And I'm throwing out the question, is Kendrick Perkins right about Steph Curry? And if you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, I'll play the audio for you in just a bit. But quickly, some news first that we didn't get to when it came out because we were in the middle of several other things. I assume both of my co-hosts have seen LeBron James officially testing positive for COVID. He's out in all likelihood 10 days, if not more, or until he can get two consecutive days of negative tests. So more missed time and likely more struggles for the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah?
They are such a mess.
They're a mess.
That team is such a mess. Guys, I'm looking at the Lakers, and everybody had a lot of hope before the season. And it's a reminder of if the Warriors can just stay healthy. You add Klay back, you add Wiseman back in the next few weeks at some point. I just don't see a lot of other teams just in the West who I believe at this point, given what we've seen, would be able to knock them out in a 7-game series. And that's the takeaway for me. It isn't so much, you know, you hope LeBron returns and he's feeling better soon. But, you know, man, the Nuggets, they've got a host of injury problems. The Mavericks don't scare me. I mean, tonight, given what we've seen so far, really feels like a series we may see down the line.
Is that because you think that Phoenix, as constructed, can win 64 games? I mean, is that how good they are? Are they that good? Or do you think there's going to be some regression to the mean? Because as much as we've talked about the Warriors' easy schedule so far, Phoenix's is about the same, and it starts to get more difficult for them. Do you think, when you look at them, that what they did last year is indicative not only of who they are, but of how they're going to continue to be?
I don't think they're this good, Ray. I don't think they are 64 wins good, but I would tell you, having watched all these games to start the year, I don't think the league is very good on the whole this year. I don't think there are a lot of great teams, which is why the Warriors have surprised the way that they have. They've surprised me. Frankly, guys, I think they've surprised themselves for the same reason. They didn't realize they were this good, and they didn't realize the rest of the league was this mediocre too bad. There are so many years we can point to, even in the last few seasons, where you go, all right, there's a handful of teams where you think have a legit chance. After watching a month of action here, a lot can always change, and injuries always play a part in everything, but there are just not that many great teams in the NBA, and that, to me, is the difference. It's a regression to the mean maybe not for Phoenix or the Warriors, Ray, but it's a regression because the mean is so large. There are so many teams that are just average or somewhere around that point.
Toward that end, then, I don't know, Matt, did you want to ask?
Go ahead.
No, why is the league the way it is then? And again, 20 games does not tell you a lot, but nobody's jumping out and waving the flag like we really matter except for these two teams. And when you say it looks like the league is, frankly, not that compelling, what
Hold on. Is that what he said? Did you say it's not that compelling, or did you just say nobody's great?
I don't think it's that great, but I would take it a step further. If we're going that direction, I would say I watch a lot of these games on a nightly basis, and I don't think the product night to night is that compelling right now. And Ray, really? I think the broader issue for me is, and it would answer the question to a point. After three straight years of this, we had the start and stop in the pandemic. We had the bubble. We had last year's compressed schedule. Just a guess in watching some of these games is I don't know if the energy surrounding your average game in the middle of November against Utah and Orlando is going to generate that much interest for fan or player, given that there just seems to be this endless stream of NBA action in the last 2 years or so because of the way that first year was kind of split in two by the pandemic.
So I'm with you on that last part. I think the people are a little overexposed and like befuddled about NBA interest. But I would also point out that we are in the least interesting, least compelling part of the NBA schedule. And I would actually argue that as Novembers go, this was a pretty darn compelling one for a variety of reasons. But I think it's clear, certainly, where we can all three agree is that there is not a really great team. There's nobody that makes, hey, why not us, a dumb question to ask for any team that's pretty good. And I think that, more than anything, because, you know, and you know this, Nick, because we talked about it, I was as high on these Warriors as anybody. I absolutely, yeah. And the outlandishly positive record prediction I had for the first 15 games was 12-3, which turned out to be not a good enough prediction.
Not enough.
So, like, exactly. They obviously exceeded any reasonable expectation. But the one place I feel like I was really right is on the rest of the league. Because that was the other part of me thinking the Warriors were really in this, is I just didn't see the juggernaut. And I know people wanted to give it to the Lakers, and I understand why. But I think after 20 games, it's immediately apparent why that was silly to do. And, you know, look, hopefully they get it together better than they have, because they should be better than a 7 seed. But we're seeing a series of very predictable problems from the Los Angeles Lakers right now. They want to play a center because Anthony Davis refuses to play his best position. Russell Westbrook's been a terrible fit, and LeBron is getting older. And those are probably the three problems you could have most easily identified heading into the season. You know, the Utah Jazz, sure, they're winning, but they're the Jazz. We're not going to trust them until they do something in the playoffs. Dallas doesn't have enough around Luka. Clippers don't have Kawhi. Denver doesn't have Murray and now doesn't have Michael Porter Jr. Like, the roadway is just wide open, not just for the Warriors, but essentially for anybody who's a good team that can step up into this moment.
How much of your analysis, Nick, is about the way the game is being officiated with a greater willingness to let physical play go? Is that part of the issue as well, and players simply aren't used to it? And if players continue to struggle with that, would you anticipate that the league might call off, you know, the more strident, that greater willingness to let guys bump each other that hasn't been in the league in about 10 years?
Ray, I think they're still adjusting to it. There's no question. And as far as league tweaks that they may have to make, we're going to see, because what it's done, at least in the short term, James Harden doesn't look like the same player. Trae Young, at least early on, didn't look like the same player. These are marquee stars that people pay to watch and invest their time in seeing. And when you're not seeing that type of performance, you wonder how much longer you have to wait for an adjustment, or it just may not be there. So I think that is part of the conversation as far as where I sit watching these games and seeing, and the three of us have talked about this a little bit in passing, but I just don't see the crowds the same way. It's not just out here in San Francisco at Chase. It is all across the league. People do not seem as locked in, and some of that is because of the pandemic and the financial constraints that occurred for a lot of people. And some of that is just the almost NBA burnout that I was referencing, that there were so many games for so long and they seemingly haven't stopped for a long period of time, that I think a lot of people are just kind of going, all right, well, get me to the second half of the season. And Matt, to what you were saying, the product, at least the storylines, they've been pretty strong early on here. I just feel like a lot of people outside of the Bay, because you watch Steph Curry every night and everybody's spoiled and Draymond playing the way he is, outside of the Bay, it just doesn't seem like the league has the conversation power that it might have a few years back. It's like, all right, well, let's see what happens later on and wake me up once the games start to matter a little bit more.
Yeah, there may be a bit of that, but I got to say, it's hard for me to remember a year where that attitude didn't exist to some level, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's always sort of been the thing with the NBA. Wake me up on Christmas and let's really talk about it in late January. So, there may have been an uptick for a variety of reasons for a few years, but I think a slow start when there's still football and whatnot going on is to be expected to some degree. Nick Friedell, we'll talk to you in about 30 minutes when we start our Warriors Live, but go find out what Coach Kerr's talking about for us.
Deal. I've got Kerr and Monty. It'll be an interesting experience the next half hour or so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.